Hello and welcome to This Day in History. My name is Roy St. John on WHRW Binghamton. Did you know that on June 19th, 1885, the Statue of Liberty, a gift of friendship from the people of France to the people of the United States, arrives in New York City's harbor? The statue was proposed by French historian Edouard Laboulaye to commemorate the Franco-American alliance during the American Revolution. Let's listen.
Okay, Pierre, have you anything to declare before you enter the country?
I have nothing to declare but my love for America.
All right, you sound like a patriotic American Frenchman to me. Come on in and don't take any packages you haven't mentioned.
All right, let me move forward very slowly. I have a bad back. Drag, scrape, drag, scrape.
Don't hold up the line, Pierre.
I'm trying to move as quickly as possible.
Hey, what's that enormous thing you're dragging that looks like it's covering up a statue?
That is my back pocket. It is the new style in France.
Okay, if you're breaking the law, the police are going to get you.
Not me, a loyal friend of America. I can do what I want.
Excuse me, sir. Security, can you step aside for a minute?
Not really. My pocket is stuck on the wall.
I'm sorry, sir. You're going to have to step aside for a minute. You see, unlike Frenchmen, we are smart and can tell that you have something terribly large in your back pocket that you did not declare.
Yes, the historic first body cavity check. Oh, right.
All right, undress, Pierre.
Sacre bleu!
Guys, it's just in his pocket.
Oh, let's pull the sheet off it. An enormous copper statue! We've got you! To jail with you, Frenchman.
Edouard, also known as Pierre to some ignorant Americans, was arrested and put in jail for a very long time for smuggling. It just goes to show that when you do something that is against the law, you will have to pay the consequences, or at least you probably will, because you shouldn't do things that are against the law, typically speaking. This is This Day in History on WHRW Binghamton.